A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is Tuesday, 13th of October 2020. We will be continuing with the Heart Sutta, second edition. We are at page 234, subsection 5.3.20. We will then proceed with our usual half an hour of silent awareness meditation. Real of the light, then you can start your meditation as usual. Always remember, relax, maintain awareness, then stabilize the awareness for as long as you can. So the first three supports are very important. Relax. Relax into all mind state. Just let the mind free, relax. Whatever arises, let it be. Don't do anything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Just relax and maintain awareness. Maintaining awareness is very important. Aware, finish. Don't do anything. Just aware, aware. Keep on aware until the awareness becomes very quiet. Very still. Yeah. When all your other sankhara activity, thinking, mental movement, chattering, verbalization all stop, then the clear awareness from within, which is your true mind, your silent mind, it will become very clear. Then you can be aware of it. The ability to be aware is meditation. Without awareness, you can't meditate. So just relax, maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't do anything, and stabilize that awareness nature within. And then after that, the awareness can understand many things. The awareness is your meditative mind, silent mind. That is the mind that can awaken insight into phenomena, develop understanding. It's a form of awareness. It can be aware of all the movement, the activity of mind. Whatever that arises within your senses, form and mind, you can be aware. And through the awareness, silent, choiceless awareness, or choiceless observation of the reality will allow you to develop the wisdom and the understanding to understand clearly who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human, why you stir your mind, why you react in certain particular way, why you develop the various type of mind state. All this, you will develop the clear understanding. And when you understand, you're free. You can transform. You can straighten your view not to do all those foolish things anymore. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then you can try your very best to maintain whatever mind states that you have developed, your inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. These are the mind states that you need to maintain to develop the ever mindful mind. Means to develop the meditation in daily life. These are the trained mind states that is needed for you to understand what is going on in life. Continue from where we stop. Turn to page 234. Heart Sutta, second edition, subsection 5.3.20. The title is Wisdom. Wisdom means understanding fully and completely. Wisdom is an understanding that is complete, not a fragmented motion of understanding. Now we will continue with Jay Krishnamurti's code. JK is Jay Krishnamurti. In this awareness, the problem unfolds or unrolls itself, and thus is fully and completely understood, which means no more fragmented understanding, no more only this fragment, that fragment, and instead you act with complete understanding as opposed to thought, which is limited and fragmented, because thought cannot see the totality, the overall. That's why thought-based meditation cannot develop wisdom and understanding. Thought can become cunning, smart, and intelligent. Thought can be very intellectual, but it cannot develop wisdom. Thought can only develop knowledge, which is rigid. So I have to explain this a bit, so you have to pay attention. Fragmented means not understanding the complete picture or the whole. So we have to ask ourselves, what is thought and how do we create thought? So sometimes it's really amazing. Human being has been using thought for so long, since birth until now. But then when you ask them what is thought, there is not much they can tell you. They cannot distinguish between awareness and the thinking mind. They can't even understand that thought is the thinking. Thought is the mundane aspect of thinking. So the thinking mind or the mundane mind give rise to thought. So how do we create thought? Basically, if you are a cultivator, you are a meditator, you will understand our true mind, our true nature is basically awareness, spacious awareness without a center. That is our nature. Then we have senses. Then we have this consciousness that is trapped inside. Then upon contact of consciousness with the senses and the sense data, sense door consciousness arise. So when sense door consciousness arise, what happens? Our mundane mind manifests. That's why it input the content of consciousness. But before it input the content of consciousness, we have our various senses. So these senses, together with the consciousness, when it's triggered, it will enable the mind to focus or to what they call go towards that sense experience. Take for example, seeing. How do you see things? Seldom do we have this direct seeing or pure seeing where we can just see this specific phenomenal awareness or spacious awareness without a center. Yeah, there is no perception, nothing. But the moment we perceive, we focus. So take for example, when we see something, it can be a tree, a car, or whatever, the Buddha image. When we see, we have to focus on the thing that we see. So what happens is our spacious awareness shrink into that point that you are trying to see. That's why it becomes limited to that space. Then through your memory, you input the content of consciousness. Through memory, you perceive, then you labor. You create thought. by inputting the content of consciousness, then with your views, opinion, and conditioning, or belief system, you start to react to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. That's how thought arises. The mundane mind focus. Then the whole spacious awareness shrink into just a tiny space. Then you input a content of consciousness, then the thought come about. That's how the five areas of form and mind come about. The receptacle that receives the content is actually your awareness, your spacious awareness. That's why they call it the viyanang. The viyanang is the pure consciousness before the content goes in. Yeah. So when you are just having the pure consciousness without the content, then it is very near the awareness. But it's no longer the awareness. Because the awareness is just that nature, nothing else. Then when you input the content of consciousness, the receptacle carries it and it trigger off and become a thought. And thought has seven universal common things. These seven, they call universal concomitant, are common to all consciousness. They have to be there, otherwise you cannot become conscious. The conscious mundane mind or thought cannot arise. So when it arises, one of the seven universal is contact. You must have contact. Then you must have perception. Then you must have the focusing, ekagata, one-pointedness. Then it must also have within it feeling. Otherwise, it cannot arise. Then the life force and all those things. So all this is what thought is all about. Then of course you have your views, opinion. That's why it becomes wholesome and unwholesome. If it's with the evil root, it becomes unwholesome. If it's without the evil root, with wholesome roots, then it becomes wholesome. So under the teaching is also mentioned moral or immoral. So moral and immoral is the same as wholesome and unwholesome. So thought, when it shrinks into a small space, it becomes fragmented. It becomes limited. You only understand that space, that limit. Then you get yourself entangled inside there, interact. Then you cannot see the big picture. You don't have the spacious awareness to understand whatever that is going on beyond thought, beyond the mundane mind. That's why we call it limited. And because it's limited, we also use the word fragmented. Krishnamurti liked this word, fragmented. It's only one fragment of the totality, the whole. So this understanding is very important. Otherwise, you won't understand what Jai Krishnamurti is trying to share with you. Okay, now we go back to the Sutta notes. Then we will develop the understanding together. Then Krishnamurti continued. JK said, a problem is never resolved or solved on its own level. Being complex, it must be understood in its total process. That's why you must understand the total process, the whole. Like law of karma, you have to understand the complete law because it is very complex. The law of karma is very, very complex. It's the totality of things, totality of moment to moment thought process, mental intention. Then there is a nature that store all this karmic thing. We call it the karmic nature. Similarly, there's a nature that store your spiritual understanding and spiritual perfection. We call it the spiritual nature. These two are different. So the karmic nature, each and every one of us, we have our own. And this one evolved for a long period of time. Well, every birth you come, every segment of your life, you may live for a certain number of years. And every moment, every instant, you arise consciousness. So the summation of all this moment to moment of thought consciousness constitute your karmic nature. So it's not only one line, eons and eons and eons of line. So the being has existed for very, very long. So all these are very complex, not easy to understand unless you develop that awareness. Then you can understand the law of causality, causal phenomena. Means law of cause and effect, the moral causation. Even in physics, they have the physical causation. Moral causation involves the thought process or the mental intention behind its arising. So the moral and immoral part is the conscience. So this one involves a moral decision, whether wholesome or unwholesome, moral or immoral. That's why we call it the moral causation. This involves the thought process with its mental intention. So all this, you have to understand the total process. That's why you need a Samasambuddha or a great being who have gone through aeons and aeons of cultivation and perfection to develop that nature to understand. Without that, you cannot understand. So this is how wisdom can be awakened to or realized. If you use the thought, you can't. Where it's limited, fragmented. So I will continue. So just like what I have told you all just now, you cannot have a fragmented solution to spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding needs a total understanding of the whole of the thought and its content and their limitation. Also how thought divide via words and concepts to deceive you into conflict, argument, wars and attachment, etc., to arise the fear, the suffering in you, and how thought project to arise the illusionary time of past and future. In fact, both past and future, they are not reality, but it's an illusionary time created by your thought, by your mundane mind. So this part needs to be understood. If you cannot see this, you cannot develop the wisdom. So I read again. You must see how thought project to arise the illusionary time of past and future, which are never the reality, to deceive you, make you heedless, make you fearful. It cannot be at the fragmented level when thought analyze things, or the way thought looks at things. Your thought being limited and egoic only look at things from the logic side, from knowledge and the intellectual aspect. That's why I used to share with all of you this quote. Whatever that is logical may not necessarily be the truth, and it's usually always the opposite is true. Yeah. So whatever that is logical may not be the truth. Don't be gullible. This J.K. Scott, J. Krishnamurti quote, If I don't explain it to you, I don't think any one of you can understand. But after my explanation, you can at least, at the intellectual knowledge level, develop a high degree of understanding, and that will help establish and stabilize a base for you to receive truth. Then after that, if you meditate with understanding diligently, you can awaken very fast. Because if you already have the base, then with an open mind, the moment you see truth, straight away it will connect. Connect to what you had reflected and contemplated earlier on. For you to have understood what that thing is, then the whole thing just arises, and you just awaken. Ah, that's what Jai Krishnamurti meant, where you had seen it in the awareness itself, which means the truth has been realized. And no more theory. And you will keep on experiencing this type of awakening, because when your contemplative Dhamma is very stable, meaning you have straightened your view, then you can understand very easily. Through this understanding, what will happen to you? You will be no longer deluded by thought-based meditation. By then, the egoic mind, you can see it very clearly already. Then unknowingly, it will slowly develop the stability of understanding and wisdom that will start to change you. The way you live your life, the way you think, the way you approach things, and the way you become aware of things, you will be no longer like before. Not like before anymore, the thought try to be aware. You will just know how to train your mind to just be silent, because you will have the understanding the moment you are without thought, silent, you already aware. So why do you want to do the foolish thing, try to be aware? Who is trying? The thought is trying. When the thought is active, how can you be aware? You can't be aware. So this is obvious. That's the reason why when you awaken, when you have the realization, you transform. You no longer behave the old way. You are no longer deluded. You are no longer heedless. You can understand clearly. So this understanding is very, very important. It is very profound. Okay, we go back to the notes. So meditation need to be developed with understanding. It's because without understanding, you become gullible. You just follow instruction and simply do things. Especially if you land yourself in thought-based meditation, you will get stuck and you cannot come out of it, because you do not know what awareness is. In fact, Mahayana has a beautiful saying. I think it's in the Six Patriarchs Platform Sutta. He said, if you want to develop the wisdom, we must start with mind, basic understanding of mind, xing wei gen ben. You have to silence your mind to realize that you have two minds. You can't have that understanding, you cannot progress. One of them is the mundane mind, that is egoic, responsible for the arising of karma and all those things, the mundane mind. The other one is the true mind, silent awareness within. That is just an awareness nature. No entity, not a permanent and changing entity. It cannot come out and live life. Because that one is just a nature, awareness nature. It's not a being. So once you understand that, then you can start. That's why meditation is not direct, not easy. Most people think meditation is very easy. No, not what you think. That's why it's very difficult to come across the true teaching. Somebody who can really teach. Then I will go back a bit and I will read again. Not like before anymore, the thought try to be aware. You will just know how to train your mind to be silent. This word silent is very important. That's why I bold it, silent. Then I ask, what does it mean by silent? Silent means what? If your mundane mind is still heedless, then you need to decondition it via the mind spring method. So this one we are going through. Then after that, develop anapanasati to anchor and stabilize it, or use whatever other skillful means that you are familiar with, like chanting, mindfulness of the rising and falling of the abdomen, or your heartbeat, etc. And after that, when it has stabilized or already stable, you just silence your mind in meditation so that this mindfulness becomes more and more stable until it develops samadhi. Stable means the awareness nature. Until you are very clear about this awareness nature. The awareness nature is very beautiful, it's wisdom energy. And that one, just aware. But it's very, very marvelous, very beautiful. Then you can use that silent mind to meditate. That is your true mind, the meditative mind. Then we go on with Jay Krishnamurti quote. Jay Krishnamurti said, a problem is never solved on its own level. Means not look at in a fragmented level. Then being complex and complicated, it must be understood in its total process. Means the whole of the content within the thought, plus the way of thought, the power of thought to divide, to delude, to develop the egoic mind with self-delusion, to be selfish, possessive, and fearful, etc., need to be understood. And all this can be understood. We are just the silent mind or silencing your mind to observe or to maintain a choiceless awareness to observe what is or the reality of the moment. So this choiceless awareness is very important. Then you will be able to see how the mind stir and how the habitual tendency comes to be and how craving comes to be, how attachment comes to be, and how it condition grasping, becoming, and birth leading to all the suffering following dependent origination, paticca samuppada. Okay. So before we go further, I think I have to explain this. Most people may not understand. It must be understood in its total process, means very deep. The whole of the content within that thought. Not only you must have the awareness to see the content of consciousness, your mental intention, but you must also silently observe how all these wrong view, wrong thoughts stir your mind, cause you to be emotional, frightful, panic, and all those things. Then sometimes the egoic mind, through its own self-delusion, conditions selfishness, emotional negativity, and fear, worry, anxiety, etc. Plus the way of thought. Thought being limited, it is very cunning, very powerful. The way of thought can actually create a lot of problems. So the first is the power of thought to divide. Divide through what? Words, concept, idea. Just one word, religion. They fragment and divide humanity into so many separate divisions. Then race, again, fragment, divide, and create so much conflict, suffering, argument, misery. Then sometimes gender, nationality, religious belief system, culture, tradition, all these are the words that thought use and create to divide. So division is a very powerful tool of thought. The way of thought to divide can create a lot of conflict, suffering, and misery. So the world's lack of peace comes from all this division created by thoughts. Then this thought, because it's egoic, limited, it can cause delusion, can condition one into selfishness, emotional negativity, security, self-delusion. Then there is also this, what they call the egoic mind that has this personality, the I and the me, the ego. This personality, the I and the me, is the result of self-delusion, believing that this form and mind, the five aggregate of form and mind, or the human being is real, that you exist. So what happens is, when the egoic mind project this, that you gullibly attach and cling and believe that you are real, you exist, then you create the ego, the personality. Then when you believe that, you start to be selfish, possessive. Why? Because you want to own things, you want to have things. Then when you cannot get what you want, you become unhappy, emotional, violent. So greed and hatred, the evil starts because of the ego, the personality. Then when you have doubt, you don't understand, you project your thought and arise the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the sorrow and the lamentation. Then you try to own things, have things, possess things. Then when things don't go your way, when there is separation, like the first noble true reality, suffering arises. So you have to understand all this whole range of what thought is capable of. That's why you cannot just use knowledge or intellect or a fragmented knowledge or understanding to deal with your day-to-day problem. You can't. You have to understand the totality of thought, the whole of thought. Thoughts contain means the content of consciousness and the way of thought. How thought divide, how thought delude, and how thought create the egoic mind via self-delusion to make you possessive, selfish, greedy, fearful, violent, and etc. So all this need to be understood. And all this can only be understood via your silent mind, your true mind, your meditative mind, the choiceless awareness of the reality within the moment. You don't have sati or mindfulness or awareness to see, to observe clearly. You cannot understand. Then the problem with people is when they don't have this power of mind to observe the awareness, they don't understand how their mind stirs and how their habitual tendency comes to be, and how craving comes to be, and how attachment comes to be, and how it conditions becoming, grasping, and understanding, following the dependent origination, patijasamuppanna. So all this is what meditation is all about. So if you cannot see all this, you are not aware, you are being heedless. So meditation is the total understanding, it's not a fragmented understanding. So this understanding is beyond thought, beyond mind, and it's very important. So after explaining all this, I hope by now you are more clear about the cultivation. Then there is also one more aspect of meditation that need to be understood. Because when you are able to silence your mind to an awareness, choiceless awareness, to observe the reality, to see clearly what is, then you will come to understand one very clear understanding, like what the Buddha explained. Everything is dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. And like the way the Buddha explained, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. If the causes and conditions behind has already been established, then what happened? The phenomena will unfold this way. That's why whatever that arises within the moment is the reality. And that reality, which is suchness or what is, cannot be changed. So we have to accept the reality. We cannot fight the reality. We cannot go against the reality. And we cannot want things our way, which is not nature's way. If you want things your way, which is not nature's way, you will suffer. You will develop suffering, misery, conflict. So this understanding is most important. So initially, whatever happened, that is the reality. That is what is. That is suchness. That is the truth. So accept the reality of the moment. That's why silence your mind, choiceless awareness of what is. Then act. Doesn't mean you don't act. You act. But you act with wisdom. You don't act according to memory, which is thought, basically. What is memory? Memory is your accumulation of experiences. So what is thought? Respond to all this memory. That's how you create thought. That's how thinking arises. That's why your brain, which is memory, is responsible for the mundane minds arising. To perceive, you need memory. To become conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think, you need memory. You need views, opinion, and conditioning. Your accumulated phobia, scars of memory, insecurity, belief system, tradition, etc. So all this is a complex structure of thought. Complex structure of brain and memory. That's why you have to see the totality of it, not fragmented knowledge. When you understand all this, you understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. So all this understanding is very important, very beautiful, very profound, and you need mindfulness to develop it. Okay, then I will go on. Hopefully by now you can understand better. Well, this is the only time I explain so clearly and so deeply. At the retreat, I don't have the luxury of time to slowly go into all this. But this MCO is a blessing in disguise. And so now we are back to conditional MCO. I think more people will be trapped at home, right? Because you cannot simply travel inter-district, inter-state, you can't. Then if you want to buy your daily needs, you can only go out two in a car. Then there's other restriction too. The hours of business operation has been shortened too. So all this, I think, is indeed a blessing in disguise. We call it the new normal, the new way society adopt and evolve. So we need to actually learn and understand all this. Okay, I will read on. Then hopefully you can understand. This is seeing the dependent origination or dwelling and the four noble truth within your own form and mind. So all those things I described to you just now, the way of thought, awareness, mindfulness, and all those things, the content of consciousness, the silent mind observation, the pure awareness, choiceless awareness, to be aware of what is. So all this is actually to see the dependent origination of paticca-samuppada or dwelling that the Buddha taught us and understand the Four Noble Truths within our form and mind. Now all this dwelling and the Four Noble Truths, they happen within our form and mind. That's why the Buddha said, within this phantom-like body, along with perception and thought, or the pure awareness, I proclaim the world, the cause of the rising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path that lead to the cessation of the world. So this is the Four Noble Truths. Yeah. So this understanding is most beautiful. Then you also will see and understand the three evil roots, the five mental hindrances, the five spiritual faculties, via your sati. That is real meditation. That's why in the Satipatthana Sutta, especially under Dhammanupassana, the first category of cultivation is awareness or mindfulness of the five mental hindrances, followed by the mindfulness of the five mental, five aggregates of form and mind, then the six internal sense bases, and the six external sense bases, or the 18 sense right, followed by the awareness of the seven factors of enlightenment, because by then you are very near to enlightenment, and the seven factors of enlightenment will keep on arising. After that, you will become very mindful of the Four Noble Truths. You will see and understand them all. Then all the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, you will know how to do them. That's how your meditation can take off. So the whole process, the cultivation process, is not what you think. It's quite elaborate. But when you are mindful, aware, and heedful, you can do it. Otherwise, you can't. So now looking at the Jaya Krishnamurti code, and you compare it to the Buddha's teaching, it's actually similar. Almost exactly the same, except they use different words. Their approach is different. One is modern language. The other one is spiritual ancient language. Then Jaya Krishnamurti continues, to try to solve a problem only on one level, whether physical or psychological, leads to further conflict and confusion. This is very true. Where you don't have the total understanding, the complete understanding, you cannot do it in a fragmented way. For the resolution of a problem, there must be an awareness, which is sati. This passive awareness, not an active one, which reveals its total process, is needed. An active one means the thought has come in to interfere already. You are no longer aware. Then review its total process here implies is to see the whole of the happening within nature. You see it happening. You see how the mundane mind get conditioned into negativity, thereby arising triggering of wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, etc. And also how upon contact consciousness comes to be. In the meditation itself, when you are silent, you will witness all this arising and passing away. Then the dependent origination is no more a theory, because upon contact you really feel it inside your meditation at the sense basis, because your awareness is always within the moment. It can only be aware of what is within the moment, and it is not a thought anymore. Your thought is movement away from the silent after that. Thought then can project into the future and recall the unhappy past or scars of memory. That's why thought is never in the moment. Thought is respond to memory, hence is of the past, within the field of the known, and thought cannot touch the unknown. For the resolution of a problem, there must be this awareness, this passive, choiceless alertness or awareness, which reveals its total process. Alertness means attentiveness or attention. Hence, when you are attentive, you don't have thought. You are just aware. And then you just silent and aware during meditation. Then with every moment of consciousness, you will witness the real Dhamma arising from within your own form and mind, and not through theory anymore or knowledge or Dhamma knowledge. That is how upon contact, consciousness and feeling, they simultaneously arise. When meditating, always remember, just silent the mind and don't go and recall what the book or Paticchasamuppada teaching tells you or say. Like upon contact, feeling arise. Then while meditating, you are looking for feeling. Who is looking? The thought is looking. That's why you cannot meditate this way. Otherwise, you will get con and be deceived by your thought, because you tend to look for insight in the form of Dhamma knowledge, which is not the true insight. And who is looking? Again, the thought is looking. And you still think that it is the true Dhamma. You think, wow, I saw anicchang already. I saw dependent origination. That is upon contact feeling arise. But actually it's your thought telling you. Your thought looking for feeling. And you feel with your thought, which is not sati. And yet you gullibly believe you have seen it. Then when people explain to you that upon contact, apart from feeling, consciousness also arise, you say, no, you are wrong. Because you meditate with a book or textbook knowledge, with the thought. But if you meditate with a silent mind, you will be very sure. You will understand and awaken without any words, thought or verbalization. When you had realized, you will be totally different, because upon contact of mind, so many things actually happen. And he who had awakened can tell you that it is that way, and they don't have to check with the text. That is the real one. The moment you mention something, he can tell you straight away or explain to you straight away. Yes, it is like that. Just like the six patriarch women who was an illiterate. But the moment you say the truth, he understand why. Yeah, he had realized them in his meditation before, means in his previous life, past life. This is what Jai Krishnamurti meant by there must be an awareness in order to have this total understanding. We are taught cannot understand. Then this awareness, which is just a passive alertness or attention, will reveal its total process. Because when you are silent, you are fully aware of what is happening. Then the phenomena will show it to you clearly. There are three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta, or impermanent suffering state and non-self or empty nature. Then you will also witness what the dependent origination or dwelling is all about. What this world is all about, what life and existence is all about, what phenomena is all about. Not from the textbook or the theory. When you just silence your mind, you can understand many things. That's why I always say, don't try to know while you are meditating. You just silence and meditate sincerely with the faith. And when the understanding arises, the form and mind will know. And you will awaken to it. There is no thought involved, but just the awareness via the direct seeing, via the silent mind. Then one awakens to it. Then that understanding is wisdom, panya, or sometimes they use the word intelligence. And through that, you will straighten your views, and you can live life with that understanding. That's why after that, this form and mind does not suffer anymore, where it has got no more self-delusion, has no more suffering. Then there is a note. Oh, sorry. Okay, never mind. I finish this, then we go for toilet break. Exceeded 9:30. Okay, that's the note. Please remind me to also explain the importance of this Jai Krishnamurti quote during our sharing at the Tuesday and Thursday classes, because the understanding of this Jai Krishnamurti quote is very important and very unique. Anyone who can explain this quote, their mind will transform very fast. So this is very beautiful. We actually finished Appendix 3, which is very good. We have finished finally the whole of Appendix 3. So this appendix is very good. You can understand, I rejoice with your understanding, because this is the one that is not easy to develop the understanding. So with this explanation, I think by now you would have understood what awareness-based meditation is and why thought-based meditation can never allow you to develop the clear understanding and the wisdom. Your thought is good. Thought is fragmented. And thought is limited. So all this you will see clearly. But you need to have this awareness, mindfulness, develop until very stable, very clear. That's why the daily mindfulness is a must. And without sati, you cannot be ever mindful. If you are not ever mindful, you cannot be heedful. To be heedful, got two components. Ever mindful, to develop the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. So when you can do that, you become ever mindful and constantly meditative, means throughout the day you are heedful. And then you are destined for enlightenment. Because the Buddha under Dhammapada verse 21 states clearly, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful never die, and the heedless are as if dead. So this is most important. Yeah? So with the completion of this sharing of Jai Krishnamurti code and the whole of Appendix 3, I believe by now your understanding would have become very, very different. So maybe we can stop here, yeah? Then we will continue with our second session. Yeah? Second session, we can go into the reporting of meditation.
Okay. 我就当你在学这个Appendix 3的时候我就想到等下我就很多的这个 memory 就回来，就想到以前我怎样的去cultivate 这个mindfulness 哦。那个时候initially 我是 attend 了maybe 我 share 一些我的一些过去我怎样 cultivate
that one very important 你应该
我在2013年我来上了你的 class for one whole year 了以后 then 我在2014年的时候那时候我在想要不要再 continue， 因为那时候你以前早期只是一直在 share 那个five spiritual faculty 那个 five 那个什么 five hindrances 对，只是很 basic 的。
Then
2014, then 我就跟我自己讲，although 我们听了很多 ，but 你那个时候一直 emphasize for 这个bowing 跟 ask for forgiveness 跟做 puja， 这个 part 我没有做。Then at that time 我跟我自己讲 ，why not？Just give a try， 就是因为这样子，我就给我自己一个 trying 去做这个puja， 然后做ask for forgiveness 跟做 bowing， 然后半年后就 after 6 months 了 ，that 我就去了阿加安那边，然后我就拿了这个 Appendix 3的这个 notes 在那边看。然后就因为那个 conditions 对，跟那个 faith 就让我有了这个understanding 跟那个那个 basic 的 understanding but after that 我在年尾11月我去 Burma 去做 self retreat for 45 days 的时候，我也拿了这个 Appendix 3去。So during that one and a half month 的那个 meditation， 我每一天我都 spend almost one and a half hour 那个在during 那个 break times 去 go through 这个 Appendix 3，我是每一个 sentence by sentence 的去read and 去 contemplate and 去 understand。
Very important.
At that level, 我的那个 understanding. Then after that, 我对 after that 我就去 cultivate. Then 我 come back, 我又再去读。So during that meditation, 我整个这个 Appendix 3, 我 go through 了3次，就在 during 那个 meditations 里面。So 那个 understanding 就会就不一样，因为你又看了，然后你又去cultivate。That's why 是在那个That's why 我那时我上次我有 share 就 after 就在那个 the last 2 days 的时候，我就在那个 retreat 里面我 hit 到了就是那个一个 moment 的那个 sati， at the same time 也 hit 到那个 direct seeing 看就那个 bamboo tree 的时候，过后but 这只是一个 moment 罢了。But when I come back,
that moment, that glimpse is very powerful.
But 过后我回来了以后，我回来做工了以后，我就在 daily 去 cultivate， 我要去 cultivate 在 daily 的时候，我发现到一个每一个 even 我要 maintain 一个 moment 都 very difficult.
Very difficult. 对，
连 then 我一 then after that 我又再 recall， then 我就 recall 我说why 为什么会这么样的 difficult， then 我就 recall 到我就 recall 回这个 Buddha，
嗯，
我讲哇，这个 Buddha 他能够在every day 24 hours，
我、yeah.
每一天都 every moment都能够缅甸在那个炉炉里面、
啊、
就是这个 mindfulness 里面。当我一再 record 这一个 Buddha 的这个virtue 的时候、
嗯、
哇，我整个人的那个 faith 就很 strong 的，也就这样的 push 了我进去，就让我在 daily 里面能够做到，就是那啊去 experience 这个 mindfulness 在 daily
啊、
yeah,
的、
but 那也只不过是一个 moment。Then from there onward， 我又在 daily 里面去啊、maintain 去 cultivate 这个啊、stabilize 它，
daily
做了很多的这个walking 哈、哦，每天我在 lunch hour 我都是在走来走去，让我自己去 relax。Then 我也很多的时候都在站在我的 office 的前面看着那个 gardens、
oh, very good.
让我的我的里面跟那个 nature 就是跟那个那个我前面的那个树林
yeah,
哦 yeah. 就 be就 aware then go through 了很多真的是 go through， 它是一个 step by 一个 step， 就是
yeah.
like Brother Dennis 常讲的 when you go through 了这个 Dharma door 了以后 the next
yeah,
door only 才会开
才会开，对
对对，所以说那个时候真的是 go through 了很多的那种mindfulness 的那种
training、
所以当你在 share 这个这个 appendix tree 的时候，我就 recall 回的时候、
yeah.
就觉得哇，
collect back all the past. Very good.
Right?
So then there's a lot of joy. Then you can follow, you can understand very fast.
对对。Then 我在这里只是想跟所有的 Garamita Sharing， 就是说我们一定要 put in the effort，
yeah,
一定要有 faith 的、
yeah.
去 cultivate 啊。
对。
你 even 如果你看我当时也是这样一个 step 一个 step 的在走。我今天再看回去已经6年了，哇，时间过很快，6年了齁、哦。所以从当时的zero 齁、哦、knowing nothing， 慢慢的去establish 这个understanding， 然后再加上自己的 cultivations， step by step 的一直这样子一步一步的走。
Very good.
所以我都是很多的东西，还有很多的要去 understand，
yeah,
还有很多的要去 cultivate。
Diligent，
yeah，
要 continue， 不停地、
yeah,
走这条，
对对，
大道，佛陀。
But 就是因为已经这样子的走过了这么样多年，也看到了这么样多，让自己更那个 faith 啊，会很 strong 的是说，是自己可以做到的。这个是可以做到的，
yeah, 可以做到的
以前来， like, 以前我每次在我要 cultivate 这个 daily 的时候，我很一个就是 every second 就没有掉， every second 就没有掉，
yeah, 很 second 就忘记了那个 illness 就回来了，
对，哇，很
maintain,、yeah.
很 frustrated 那个时候，
对
but at that times 我也自己一直 self motivate 我自己，我一直跟我自己讲、
yeah.
所有的佛菩萨他们能够，我一定也能够
yeah,
是的，这样子的
that is very good.
的去 motivate 我自己，我讲他们从以前开始也来很像我们这样子 go through 这个所有的这个 yeah, go through all this practice and go through and from, it's only 你 go through 了你才能够去 develop 我们自己的 understanding，
对，
你的那个experience、
yeah.
from there 你就能够知道这个 mindfulness 它在讲什么，但是很重要， but 每一个人会不一样， but more or less 你的 go through 那个 mindfulness 的那个 stage 是差不多一样，
yeah 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 you have to go through one， 你
yes,
如果develop 不到那个 stability of mindfulness， 你是真的不能修行，看不到 completely not able to understand。 That's why 如果你能够 recall 我以前整天讲三样东西， you need three things to be successful in Dhamma cultivation. You must have the faith. You must have sincerity. Then persevere. Don't try to know. Don't have doubt. So, 他就来了. You have to do until the mindfulness come. Then when the mindfulness come, 好像我每次都提醒 cultivator 跟 emitter, the form and mind will know what sati is when your mind enters sati. 他自己现出来了. Then that time you really know what sati is. No need words. 但是你一定要做到那个sati现出来. You can do it through bowing, walking, sitting, relax, silent, formal meditation, or whatever way, anapanasati 也可以, until the breath become very subtle, then mind must enter sati. 你的mind不 enter sati, 不行的. So for mind to enter sati, your daily mindfulness will be very stable. Very good, sadhu. 还有吗? 你的感觉 very good.
我再 share 我最近 住在 因为 through 这个 我一直在 recollect 的时候最近 然后又再加上 在听了这个很多的这个 Dharma talk 以后 最近这个 mind 也比较越来越近了
哦,沙雕
比较近 所以我 that day, that day 我在 because in the morning 我在 office 有时间 我又在 meditate 所以 usually 刚开始的时候 那个 mind 还是会很一直有 jettling but at the same time 你 aware 到这个 那个房间里面的这个 aircon
yeah,
连那个
yeah,
office 外面的那个车全部在走
对,
at the same time 你 aware 到你的那个 mind 还是很
yeah,
还是一直在很 jettling 所以你 just be with it just be with it
yeah.
like 全部你就是 就是 跟他们在一起 就是 be with it
对 accept 不要去反抗
做 他突然间他就很像有一个 shift 这样子
就变, become quiet
我就可以听到我的 heart 的里面的很 deep 有一个很小声有一个很 subtle 一个很 细的东西在那边慢慢的这样子在那边慢慢的动
对
你可以听到 那个 aircon 外面的 motor 全部在走 这个声音很大 but at the same time 你也可以 aware 到 within 你的 deep inside 有一个很小的那个东西 在那边慢慢的动
awareness that's why that nature is very different that nature is capable of all those things it's the oneness nature it can be simultaneously everywhere But always one moment at a time. But it's like when you are silent, spacious awareness without a center, that everything you want to be aware, you can be aware. But you will not do it because that is just to let you understand what that nature is. And that nature is very powerful, very beautiful. That's why there is wisdom energy. That one can understand the totality of movement. And when it sees all of the possibility of movement, the way of thought, limitation of thought, the sakaya diti, wrong view, everything, when it starts to see all this, it will have the complete understanding. That's how wisdom matures. And from there, it manifests. Then after that, everything becomes like very clear. That's why all this cultivation, it needs some form of sustained period of cultivation. Like you have gone through certain Dhamma door when they open already, it still doesn't lead to the total understanding. That's why I always say you must reflect, contemplate until very, very clear. Then once that one stabilized, then you can move on to the next. Then it will continue to awaken, 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 and you will continue to understand many, many things. But the initial fetters, Sakaya Diti, the first stage of sainthood fetters, that one will break very fast, severe very fast. The glimpse of it severe, but your nature inside already have it. But most people doesn't understand where they go to the thought. So every time they go to the thought, they have doubt. Don't worry. Forget about the thought. Don't analyze. Don't reason. Develop the silent mind to continuously understand that nature is nature. Everything is just the way it is. No need to analyze. No need to reason. So the mundane mind is for you to use, to live life, to experience life, to realize or to experience the beauty, the pristine beauty and silent wonder of nature. Yeah. So all this, as you cultivate, as you develop, the wisdom stabilize, the totality of understanding come, then you will have the full understanding to live life. Just like what I share with you all, you will understand both the mundane and the supramundane, and that one take long time, not so fast. So stability of that understanding will enable that being's nature to actually have the ability to share. That's why when I share from that level. So for you all, as you cultivate, it take a while. Yeah, my nature has already stabilized since that 1989 when he realized that thing and connect. It has been going on for the last 31 years. The stability of it and the mundane mind after it collapsed, there is a lot more. So all this understanding will unfold. That's why this Dhamma website is very important. All this sharing is very important. And my nature rejoices with your good progress, brother. So salute to you. Are you someone?
Okay. 我自己都觉得是很，我过后 after 出来的，我在 recall， 哇，我觉得是很想讲，if 那个 mindfulness 不够 silent， 不够 stable， 你是不可能在那个 moment， 听到那个 deep inside 的那个很 subtle 的那个跳动，因为 aircon 的那个声音跟外面的 motorbike。Very gross. Usually, 如果那个麦不够 subtle, 不够 aware, 不够 sharp 的话，你就是跟这个 gross 的这个声音全部在一起。
Distract 掉。
对，你给它 distract 掉。But at that moment, 我没有还 ，but 我还可以去 aware 到。But 那个是 that one.You have to go through. 你要很 alert, 要很 aware, but 你不是出力的。
对对。
你这只是这样子 aware 它。
Very natural.
对对。它在很 deep 的里面有一个很小很细的东西在那边慢慢的一直在那边 move, 跳这样子。
Yeah, yeah. That's why 以前呢I interrupt first, a bit.
Yeah.
以前呢我有跟你们讲过了的人吗？When your awareness nature become very stable, it is like the oneness nature with everything. Then whatever you want to know, you can know. And this is the meaning, which means your heart inside there, the very subtle, very deep one, when you want to know, despite all the gross vibration outside, it will not disturb you. You can go in. So that awareness nature is very unique.It is actually one with everything. That if you want to really silent and go in and understand many things, you can. Then if you want to go to any part of your brain or your body, you can go in. The awareness, the sensitivity is very different. And you can feel a lot of things when normal people cannot feel, where they are using their thought, their conscious mind. The vibration is very gross.Whereas the awareness nature, when you have stabilized it, it becomes very fine. It becomes very, very different. And that vibration, that pure energy, that awareness nature is so different. Well, that is wisdom energy. That's why it can be very sensitive. And you can realize that it's very good. Sadhu to you. Then you will transform faster and faster later on.Yeah, you can continue.
Okay. Then after that, 我就在 but 在 daily 里面这个 Sankhara 还会 arise. But 经过了那一次的那个experience 过后，我有因为我每天早上我都有在 recite 那个Bodhisattva Wealth 的那个 cards 哦，
嗯，
then, 当我 recite 到那个Sabbe Sankhara Anicchang Sabbe Sankhara Dukkhang 的时候，我就可以 recall 回，诶，我可以把这一个 sentence connect to 我的那个daily 里面的 Sankhara， 我可以把两个 connect 起来。
Yeah,
like, 不像以前
no,
不像以前 like, 你知道 你在想你的头脑很多 Sankhara， but most of the times 你是 lost in the Sankhara、
oh, 对你给他忘记
when, 对 but 当你在 recite 这个Sabbe Sankhara Anicchang Sabbe Sankhara Dukkha 的时候，它很像是另外一个 statement， 两个 separate 的，
对
，but that day 我能够把这两个东西 link 在一起，从这个 statement 里面， 对，从这个 statement 里面去看到我自己的那个 sankara， then 我也可以来，我可以 realize， 哦，原来我们的 mind 每一天的它一直这样子的 arise， 全部都是一个 dukkha， 全部都是一个来两个变成那个 dharma， 变成一个是life 了，一个 life 的这个 understanding 这样子。
对，so very good. Then we'll explain further. This one is important. Yeah, 要听好好 ，but you can understand very fast on.You say when you have this understanding already, when you recite, Sankhara Anicchang, Sabbe Sankhara Anicchang, the understanding is very different. Because when your awareness saw the movement of Sankhara, that Anicchang nature is really that awareness that is aware one, very powerful.It's not a knowledge, it's not a concept. And that one comes from the nature that awakened to it. Then Sabbe Sankhara Dukkhang. That's like Dukkhang. So Sankhara Dukkhang, Sabbe Sankhara Dukkhang. Then like you realize, after your mundane mind go and think about it and reason, or what they call analyze, you end up always suffering.That's why you will understand. Think also like that. Don't think also like that. Sankhara always, like the banana stem, you peel, peel, peel until the center of it, at the core of it, nothing. 来也空，去也空，何必苦苦为空流泪呢？ So whatever that Sankhara do is just thought, thinking.That's why thinking can only bring about suffering when you have delusion, when you attach, when you grasp. So Sankhara Dukkhang is always there. But when you have wisdom, you no need to think. We don't think also like that, don't think also like that. Then why think? You only arise the thought when you need to live life. Like the fifth area, Tohwining. There are two minds.This mundane mind, you must know how to use it and do not be deluded by it. Then he awakened straight away. So this is for you to reflect and contemplate on what you have seen in the meditation. When you see it with a silent mind, that very fast activity of sankhara, like you say,The Sankhara is like very, very active, non-stop, because you saw it. That's why don't resist, don't fight, don't become unhappy. That is the Dhamma. So when you see and understand the movement without reacting or wanting to be peaceful or wanting your mind to be in a certain awakened manner, then that thing cannot happen. Yeah, that is the thought, wanting, the craving.So always remember, accept the reality, let it be, then maintain awareness. So one day when you awaken to that, then when you chant the Bodhisattva vow, like you mentioned, suddenly the meaning becomes very clear. It's just like what happened to you just now. But with my this explanation, you will penetrate faster. Yeah, you will like bypass the whole thing. Yeah, no need to go through that stability of it later on. you can reflect and contemplate very far. But this is the real seeing. When you really see, then the chanting become meaningful. Sankara anicchang, sankara dukkhang. Everything become very clear. That is the real one. The one that still held on to the word and the knowledge, that is still parroting, thought based. But the one with the awareness and the training or the cultivation, the silent mind that has seen it, realize it, when you chant, it becomes different. So what you describe just now is you have got it. That's why the two become like, can be linked together to your cultivation, and you start to have the understanding. That's why don't try to go back to the thought and want the sankhara to be less or what. Forget about it. The sankhara will cease by itself when there is wisdom, when you realize that through the awareness. So it's not by suppressing or controlling the mundane mind. Don't. That's why don't fight, don't resist, don't do anything. Maintain awareness. Have faith, persevere. Then it will awaken. Sadhu to you, huh? Yeah, you continue.
以前我每次如果有这样 go through 这样的 experience， 我会很用 我一直会用那个 thought 要去 recall， 要去 try to understand。 But 现在我会 just like， 我反而会觉得你越 relax， 你越不要知道，
对，他自己的
you
penetrate deeper，
对，他会这样子的一直去 penetrate。 所以现在变成我每一天的 meditation， 我只是去 maintain relax 罢了， 什么都不要做， 就是让他 relax， 那个 sankhara 要 arise， 他去 arise， 他什么要来就来， but 我就是 relax into it， 就是只是去 aware 他， then 我就想
flow， put and flow with it，
yeah， then 我想 时间到的话， when the conditions like 的话， 他会自己的 go through， 会， 会有 understanding 咯，
他会 awaken。 Very good.
所以现在会觉得，真的是，这个我们要，其实我们要 cultivate 就是 silent 跟 relax 罢了。对，that's
why all of meditation instruction is just relax, maintain awareness.
对，but这个不要知道。对，but you 我。 但是要做到 silence 跟 relax
不容易，要有很多的
understanding，
对， a lot of patience，
对，要有很多的 patience， 要有 determine，就是我以前我每次跟 sankhara 我在 cultivate 的时候，我每次跟我自己。
讲，我讲，either，我讲either，sankhara你在，either我死，就either我在，either你走，所以我就想，我每次一直这样子讲，我就低等命，你跟他斗没有用的，因为sankhara是anicca dukkha and anatta，没有 meaning one， we have the universal characteristic， so it has that universal characteristic， 你接受它，你就是要 direct seeing 看到了啊。 悟到了啊，他就cease了，他就不能够like deceive you. That's why wisdom free, not by trying to fight or oppose or suppress or control, no, or analyze or reason, 没有用的，因为那个是the thought, the sankhara, 没有用的. That's why you need to develop the awareness, silent, maintain the faith, persevere, then. Sincerely walk this path, then you will progress. You become beautiful. Sadhu. 很好。这个要
develop 这个 understanding 也不容易。总之，这个 path 的每一个 factor 你要去 develop 都很不容易。我们如果没有在 Buddha 啊这个 sasana 里面，没有一个 guidance like Bradio 你在 guide 我们。 对，在没有这个 Dharma 的话，根本是不可能的。
Yeah， 刚才我 explain 嘛, because the whole topic is so wide, you know.
嗯。
那个 essential dharma that you talk about it, is only some aspect of the understanding, but the total understanding, the whole picture, the whole zigzag puzzle, once you link everything, then you will understand the totality. And then you can really have that wisdom to live life. Otherwise, 做不到的, 真的做不到的。
But 我要给Garamita 所有Garamita知道就是 although 是很不容易 但是如果有 faith 还是可以的
Yeah, not difficult
对 因为我自己也这样子一步一步的走来
就好像以前我们讲啊 Like Bo Cheng 也有讲啊 如果他做得到 谁都做得到 因为 the understanding is when you don't understand, it's like very, very difficult. But the moment you understand, it's actually very easy. 就好像那个手啊, 开开来前面啊, 就是开悟了。 But 你看不到前面啊, 你盖住啊, 就是无明。 So 无明言行啊, 跳不出来的。 That's why you persevere, 慢慢来。 Then 你一了解了啊, that's why don't try to understand or know too fast. You first phase of Dharma, 好像你读到清清楚楚, contemplate, reflect, first, second, turning wisdom, stabilize, then 然后才去做, do with understanding. Then you progress very fast. A lot of people are doing the opposite. Before they understand, they want to do, they want to try. It's not that way you cannot find. Then what you try is all thought-based, gullible. But once 你了解了, understand了, 你persevere, 好像你go through, 去try, then when you hit the sati, 你就疯了, 一下子 after that, 就 very fast. But initially, to develop the sati, 是不容易的, then to understand the essential dharma, also 不容易的, but 你要 persevere, develop the faith. That's why what you share today is very good. It can give faith to a lot of cultivator. Kayanamita. Sadhu. And you continue. Sorry.
Yeah. 不能够急. 那个 appendix 3, 我的每一个 paragraph, 我是一个 sentence. 我用 1 hour 读了, 一直去 contemplate, 一直 一直去 understand, 去 understand 这个 meaning, 它的意思。 当我明白了, 我才 move to 下一个 sentence, 我是 sentence by sentence 的 move.
Yeah, that should be the way. That's why I read very slowly. When I want to learn things, I was like you. I read very slowly. One sentence take a while. Then I will reflect, I will contemplate. That's why even when I share the Jai Krishnamurti quote, you remember how many Sundays we took? 你记得吗?
对,
the appendix 3 很多 Sunday 哦, 哦, keep on explaining and explaining
对, 因为里面那个 J. Krishnamurti 的那个 quote 它很 deep 很复杂 对, but 你这样子一看你以为你明白 but 如果你没有 yeah, you cannot
unless you are cultivator
对, 你一定要去 benefit 要去 contemplate 为什么会这样子讲 然后你要去 contemplate 然后再慢慢 过后你再去 去 cultivate 了以后你再回来看 所以我那时在 Burma 的时候的一个半月 我只是看这一个 appendix 3 慢慢的看每一天看了三次 最后当你 hit 到的时候 你的 form and mind 就知道了
杀掉
所以是可以的，是一定是可以的， 因为especially 现在这整个的 conscious 的这个 involving
yeah, the consciousness has evolved very strong
对，真的是可以的
yeah.
you know, 每一个人都可以的
yeah.
you know,
对 yeah. that time 2014 and 13 the consciousness 还没有 evolved 到好像现在 现在 very different. 现在很容易, Kayamita. Our Kayamita force, the consciousness has evolved very strong, and people can learn things very fast now. 对, what you say is true, Sadhu.
因为当我在那天在 meditate， 在看到那个很 deep inside 里面的那个 subtle 的那个 mind 在那个 moving 的时候，我也自己很 surprise that 我是讲哇，能够来到这样 deep 的那个那种 mindfulness 啊，我就知道哇，现在这整个的 conscious involved 真的是可以的，yeah.
That's why when you understand that nature is very powerful, very different, it's very amazing. That nature is capable of a lot of things that normal people cannot understand. That's why 它能够悟到,了解到, things that the ordinary mind cannot understand. That's why it has that sensitivity, that ability to go in. It can become very still on its own. Then it's up to you to use it. That's why it is the oneness. I say, you want to know anything, you can know. Because it is within your field of oneness. And 它很奥妙的. Then later on, it will show you a lot of things that the normal people cannot understand. Yeah, they can never touch this. Because 它们的 mindfulness and awareness 没有 developed 到. That's why this whole of cultivation involving the silent mind awareness, very few people in this world know, understand. Only the true cultivator of the way can penetrate. Sadhu, 很好, you continue.
So, 因为每一个 cultivator 是不一样, you have to go through 你自己的那个 path. From 那个 path 里面，你去 develop 你自己的 understanding 跟你自己的 experience. Like 我自己，我也是 go through 很多的 failure. Like brother， 你每次跟我讲，我都一直 get taught 偏掉。 But 如果我没有以前这些 experience， 我今天我不可以 like 我知哦，原来以前。 我才能够知道，原来我 differentiate 什么是 sankhara， 什么是这一个 mindfulness， 每一个的那个 test， 每一个的 failure 都是去 develop 你自己的 understanding。
对，最主要的是不要放弃，
一定要 continue， perseverant， continue， 来就。 其实我刚才讲，就是我要你走跟他 fight， 不是那种我要他什么，不是 fight， 而是我在这个， yeah， but 我那个我是来自己靠来 motivate 我自己，讲我继续走下去，就是我要去 build up understanding 来看到你，
you determine to develop the understanding， yeah， very good。
因为我讲，如果我不 determine 来要去看到你的话，就是你 take over 我了，我就给你控制。所以说那个时候我一直的去 determine 去 make aspiration， 讲，就是我会 penetrate， 我会把你看破，不然就是你 take over 我了，然后我就是 line after line 就是这样子。 是可以的，that's why 我是觉得每一个 cultivator， 因为每一个人自己的 parami 跟自己的 cultivation 是不一样，所以你可以自己 but teaching is there， you have to go 走出一条你自己的那个 path 来，自己的那个
condition manifest the way，
对。 然后,
also, just to add, I think 你以前, you remember after 你 Wat Na Long 那边, 不是, Wat Ma Chak, 那个
Wat Ma Chak,
Rayong Achan 那边回来的时候, then 后来, 你很多 question, 你记得吗? 很多 question. So I keep on reminding you, this is the thought. Don't go to the thought, 你会给他骗去的. That's what you gone through. 就是现在你了解了啊。 Luckily that day, I think at Papa Sri's house, and before that, we had this sharing. Then I explained about the futility of analyzing. Don't analyze. Because the thought analyze. The wisdom don't analyze. When you act with wisdom and understanding, you no need to analyze. You no need to ask why. You no need to try to use your knowledge to like develop the solution or the answer. No, that one is acting according to memory. the memory and the knowledge will want to find a way out. So they will analyze, they will develop the reasoning, the rational. This one is all sankhara at work. Cannot give rise to understanding one. The way to understand is not to analyze, to relax, silent, and awaken. Once you awaken, then you will understand the Buddha's word very clearly. That's why his word is very powerful. He just told the monk, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. And that sentence is so powerful. Until today, very few cultivators understand. Even the Sangha, they cannot understand this one fully. Well, this is what is. Like Krishnamurti mentioned, the silent, choiceless awareness of what is the reality. Well, condition already said things has to be this way. Let it unfold. Do not resist. That is the wisdom. So when you understand this, then you can be at peace every moment, every instant. And then you act. Act with what? Act with wisdom, born of your direct seeing, born of your silent mind's contemplation, reflection, and awareness. When you aware and understand, you straighten your view, then you keep on developing the stability of daily mindfulness to have this ever mindful state of heedfulness to awaken. So this is how the cultivation actually progresses. Otherwise, a lot of cultivators get trapped in the thought process, in the analysis, in the reasoning, in the knowledge. And that one actually trapped a lot of people. The other thing is memory. A lot of monks got trapped in memory. Well, they have elephant memory, the scholars and all those things. The whole sutta, they actually go and read through, memorize and chant and develop the faith and all those things. So if you are not careful, you don't understand what sati is, actually the cultivator cannot penetrate. So what you have shared today is very, very beautiful. So the only part that I want you to recall and remind them and share with them is about the analysis part. Where you go back to the thought very often initially, then every time you go back to the thought, your question will be there already. How come still got sankhara? How come the mind still like that? How come sometimes it's still very active? Don't worry, because all this comes from the thought, the reasoning, the analysis. It's not wisdom. The wisdom is when you awaken, the wisdom free you. It's nothing to do with knowledge. It's nothing to do with the thought analyzing. That's why the Dhamma is beyond thought, beyond mind. So that part, even I think Paramasuri starts to pick up. That's why no need to analyze. When you analyze, you will ask this question, no? Why this person like that? Why my boss like that? Why my wife like that? Why my children like that? This is analysis. You know, the thought keep on telling you. I already done so much for them, sacrificed so much, they still do that to me. This is analysis. If you don't analyze, you observe them with a silent mind, what happened? They are just the way they are. True or not? Deluded people do deluded things. Angry people do angry things. Selfish people do selfish things. So when you can accept them for what they are, no need to argue, no need to reason. No need to analyze anymore. No need to say this and that. Like now Sui also know if. All the if is not a reality. It's the thoughts, illusionary projection into the past and the future. So all this, you must see clearly the way of thought. The way thought project. The way thought create the illusionary past and future. They never be with the moment. They never actually aware of the reality, what is within the moment. That's why present moment awareness is so powerful, is because when you are with the moment, it is just silent, aware, finish, nothing else. Then when the thought starts to project, create, then you are trapped. Then sankhara anicang, sankhara dukkang, all draw it in. So see all this clearly and awaken. reflect, contemplate, silent, awaken. That is what meditation is all about. So today's sharing is very beautiful. Yeah, this appendix 3 is very important. Sadhu to you, huh? Red song. Sadhu.
Okay. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu,
sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. So, jingnian zhen hao, huh? Let us rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, very good. Zhen hao, xie xie ni, huh? Red song.
Yun Chan, yes. Come in. Sadhu, Yun Chan.
Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu to Brother Song.
Yeah, sadhu.
Driving, very good.
Yeah, he should thank you. You took him to Wat Machat, Rayong.
It is his karma.
Correct. But you also pay the way. You organize those things. Sadhu to you too.
We are back to the Anglican being at home again.
Yeah. Lockdown again. CMCO.
So do we cancel the dinner?
Tentatively, we have decided to more or less it's like understood like it's cancer where we cannot gather during this CMCO. But like Suyan say, we wait till that period over, see how it goes. If it's really still CMCO continue or some form of continue, but if we revert back to recovery MCO, then I think we can have it. It's not a problem. Because the restaurant very kind, never collect any deposit. Then these 2 weeks, I think they cannot have dine in unless the table is only for 2 person, I was told.
Only 2 people.
Yeah. So how have you been keeping, Yun Chan?
Trying to work out something.
Oh, sadhu.
Very true, but the find that the living in our thoughts all the time.
Yeah.
It's the thoughts that.
That is the beginning of. That is the beginning of wisdom. When you can see your thought, when you know that most human beings are heedlessly using their thought to live life, that is the beginning. Then you know to be heedful. You have to silence, then just relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it. Then do all those things that you need to do, the religious routine, the daily mindfulness, the bowing, the walking, the sitting, the lying down. Then maintain mindfulness throughout the day. If you do that, then you make aspiration, five daily contemplation. All this you do, you will actually progress. Then like Song, he try to understand, then he do the awareness, the city. Then it will come. Even Po Cheng and many others.
What you're saying is the consistency.
Yeah, consistency.
To keep at it.
Yeah, sadhu.
I recall that you were spending a lot of time.
Perseverance, that's why I say perseverance. Diligent, perseverance. Oh, Kok Lun put up the hand already. We get Kok Lun in also. Have you finished? Yun Chan, have you finished?
Yeah, finished.
Okay, Kok Lun, you come in, Kok Lun.
Hi, brother Dion, thank you very much.
Yeah,
I would like to share exactly what happened 7 months ago.
Oh, sadhu, very good.
Just before the first MCO.
Oh, sadhu.
Yeah, so it was in my construction site where we started to do excavation for retaining wall. And at the same time, there was a big trailer delivering almost $800,000 of electrical submain copper cable.
That is a big delivery.
2 days later, we had MCO.
Wow! Sadhu.
So at that time, we didn't know what this virus is all about.
Yeah.
And there was so much of fear
in
me and my team.
Yeah.
So I did actually practice what Brother Song shared earlier.
Yeah, sadhu.
I meditate and also be with the fear.
Be with the fear. Very good. Sadhu.
But
sadhu.
Something very interesting happened. After a while, it just... the energy and become the fear
dissipate. That's it, sadhu.
Yeah. So I just continue to meditate.
Yeah.
And it gives me sometimes the answer how to solve the problem or how
to. It will come to you.
Yeah. We never really stop working actually.
Yeah.
There were so many problems we have to handle one by one.
Yeah. You have to resolve
it.
Yes.
Because of the Dhamma and meditating.
The Dhamma and the meditation help. Yeah.
Just help to absorb itself. Like, yeah. I just know, okay, I need to do 1, 2, 3. I go to the site and I execute it.
Correct.
I get him together.
Yes.
And then I also share with him, no, then do not be fearful.
That one very important. Do not fear.
We do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we use my team to manage the workers and manage the site and manage the flow of the workers.
Yeah, sadhu. Very good. You apply the Dhamma correctly. Yeah.
We also handle, we also face a lot of issue lah.
Yeah.
But we handle, actually, if I think back, we use the noble.
Eightfold path, yes.
Eightfold path, but of course, the four noble truth, I understand the four noble truth.
Yeah.
We face many problems one after each.
Yeah,
so
non-stop.
Then we solve one by one.
Then
after that, the later company say, oh, we'll cut your salary.
Yes.
Imagine the morale of
the staff.
So I went to see I gather my staff. I tell them, I don't know why I say that, but I say that I told them, I share with them my experience. I said, look, they have to cut our salary. This is how I feel like to them. I actually am very grateful to the company.
Yeah.
I share with them, this is what happened. Last year, I was building the hospital.
Yeah.
Our client, this client, particularly client, only pay us one time per year.
Yeah.
But the company still pay my salary.
Yeah, pay our salary. You should be grateful. Yes.
So I tell them I'm very grateful for what they have done. I mean, the honor lah.
Correct.
We are all going through this hardship.
Sadhu.
So actually, I'm very grateful lah. I think we should continue and be with the company. Help.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
It's better be with a big company right now than
be
with small.
Yeah.
Under a big tree.
Yeah.
So we work together and slowly, one by one, day by day, we build back up.
Yeah, sadhu.
And then last month, the company said, oh, we resume back the salary.
Wow, sadhu, that is good news. Yeah.
So I think back, I see, Numpur Eiffel Park pay.
Yeah, very useful.
Don't think other things, we have to understand.
Yeah.
Then we practice, we think correctly.
Correct.
Speak correctly.
Yes.
Correctly.
Sadhu. Sadhu, very good. You apply it correctly. That's why you learn by listening attentively. That's why I rejoice. You remember the previous Thursday class when you come, I always say, be with it. And you keep on repeating that experience is so beautiful, be with it. That's why you learn. Then what you have done is correct. That's why I explain using the Dhamma, then you will understand. You remember, I always tell you, whatever happened, do not panic, do not fear, do not worry. We are, all these are negativity or energy field, wrong thought. They will not help you. So if they don't help you, why do you arise them? So when you don't arise, that means you must be able to be at peace with that reality. Yeah, this is our first noble truth reality. It happened already. Let it unfold. Do not panic. Do not fear. Do not worry. Then have clarity of mind. Ask yourself what actually happened. Like you went through. You realize MCO, new normal, a lot of problems. You have to resolve SOP, everything. You have to resolve one by one. Then I always say, no amount of fear, worry, anxiety can help you. So what you need is to have a calm mind to accept the reality of the moment. Then with that clarity, inquire what went wrong. Then how can I resolve this amicably? How can I move? You move by applying the Dhamma, following Noble Eightfold Path, resolving one thing at a time, following Noble Eightfold Path, right view to accept the reality. Then right thought, right speech, right action. Talk to people nicely. Speak to people nicely, like your staff, everything. Then develop gratitude. Develop contentment, understanding. Be grateful for what people have done for you. Like you reflect. Positive. Because you said that hospital job, the contractor, which is your company, put in all the money and pay you all every month, but they only receive payment once a year from the client. So it's not easy for companies to sustain such big expenses. So that gratitude towards, gratefulness towards the company help. Then that one calm down the staff. Then because you have faith, you persevere and you understand to work under a big company during this uncertainty period is better than working under the very small company who will not have the strength to sustain itself. Then like you say, big tree, big shade, more people can be taken care of. So this is what you did following the Dhamma way, and you did it well. You didn't panic. You didn't worry. That's why that time I remember my nature say, my nature rejoiced with your wholesomeness. You really learn very fast and apply it correctly. And you are so far one of the very few Kayamita that really apply so well. And you are so new. That's why I rejoice with your wholesomeness and good progress. Kalon, sadhu to you. You can continue now.
Sadhu.
Yeah, you can continue now.
So coming back to the Kayamuti's quote, it's very, very meaningful. At the when you say the problem will unroll itself,
yeah,
and thus it is fully and completely
understood.
So
sadhu.
In my experience, this one
really happened. Really huh? Oh, sadhu. That's why when you are aware, when you are aware, you don't panic, no negativity or mind state. You can see clearly and you can resolve problem. Then your karma is very good, where you take care of karma. When you take care of karma, no negativity of thought, no condition for negative karma to come, then only wholesomeness will unfold. That's why the nature's law is very powerful. Take care of karma. Karma take care of your life. Follow the advice of the Buddha. Your life will transform, will change for the better. So all this, they will manifest, they will unfold, they will become beautiful real life experiences, which like what Koklon has gone through, he experienced them. And this is Dhamma in daily life, very beautiful, very good. Yeah, Koklon.
And hardship really, really developed perseverance.
Yeah.
And perseverance will build character.
Yes,
so sadhu. This round of hardship is
worth it, huh?
It's worth it. I mean, I have done earlier and other projects also very difficult.
Yeah. But
the difference is I apply the Dhamma.
Yeah, so different, huh? And the reward
is quite easy.
Quite easy, and the reward is so rewarding.
Sadhu. Things that we can control, we manage it. But it's beyond our control. I accept it. I accept it and I just ask for the presence.
Resolve it.
Protection. I also ask for the blessing.
Yeah, then you resolve it.
People come and help.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we talk something,
we are
one or two steps ahead, then the management asks or other people things we will come. It's like we know that thing will come.
Yeah. You can anticipate it. Yes. Very good. People who have that understanding of the Dhamma can anticipate many things. You are right. You really experience the correct fruition of good Dhamma. Good Dhamma. Sadhu. Very good.
What I feel like sharing for other time mitas is same. If those that is within my control, I will control. But if it's with
beyond you.
Just accept it.
Yes. Yeah, they are the management.
Blessing, ask for guidance.
Correct. Sadhu. Yeah. Do what you have to do. To ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. Then ask for guidance. Then everything will unfold the Dhamma way. Because you have wholesomeness of heart. When you follow Noble Eightfold Path, you have the teaching. You have the cultivation. You are incapable of negativity and evil. That is what Noble Eightfold Path is all about. That's why the Buddha said, if you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, it will bring about the end of all suffering. It solves all your problems. there is a solution. That is the way to act. Acting according to wisdom is acting following Noble Eightfold Path. Always remember that. No other way to act. That's why the Dhamma way is the most beautiful way. Now we start to appreciate the valuable teaching of the Buddha. He is so wise. The Dhamma that he has given to us is so beautiful, so wonderful. And we should cherish it. We should really have the joy, appreciate, cherish, and then with gratitude towards the Buddha, we should thank him profoundly, pay our respect to him. That's how you develop the faith, the understanding, and the progress. Sadhu, Kalun, very good.
And also thank you for your sharing and teaching, and also all the other Karamita.
Yeah.
I also learned through all.
Sadhu,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Wow, today's sharing is very good. Let us rejoice. Sadhu.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Sadhu. Oh, very good, very good.